everybody, and good morning. You are listening to The Restaurant Guys. I'm Mark Pascal, and I'm here with Francis Schott. Together, we own Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi restaurants in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We're here to give you the inside track on food, wine, and the finer things in life. You can listen to a new show every Wednesday at noon on the Heritage Radio Network. You can always find us at restaurantguysradio.com or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Francis.
How are you this morning?
Fantastic. How are you today?
I'm just ducky, thank you.
Ringing in the new year. This is always an exciting time in the restaurant business. You kind of finish out your year, and all of us, we just take kind of an inhale.
Can I tell you?
A gasp.
I have to say the whole... I'm leaving for Ireland as soon as we're done with this show. That's just a true story. I'm leaving for Ireland as soon as we're done with this show. And, it's just a dead sprint from Thanksgiving mm-hmm. until New Year's Eve. And New Year's Eve, what a climactic New Year's Eve we had. The weather was perfect. The fireworks over New Brunswick were spectacular. The restaurants were full. People were happy. It was great.
You know, New Year's Eve and New Year's that evening, it's one of my favorite holidays of all the holidays, because it's such a hopeful holiday.
Yep.
You know, you see people, turning over new leaves. You see people hopefully starting new trends in their life, and it's a kind of a natural breaking point. And you get to see, we see a lot of the same people that we see throughout the year come here on New Year's Eve. It's that kind of a place. And you just get to see so much, like I said, the word I used was hopefulness.
You know, I think, though, the way that we do New Year's Eve, we always battle something. I think we do New Year's Eve here very carefully, and we have for years. And it's been different over the years. We've been doing 20 New Year's Eves in our own restaurant
now.
How crazy is that, right?
Crazy. It's very crazy.
So we've planned 20 New Year's Eve celebrations, and we've done everything from we used to have a big band, and we'd have ballroom mm-hmm. dancing. We put on a jazz concert at the theater next door that we sponsored and put up. And
right.
You know, one of the things that I think can happen in some places on New Year's Eve, and I think people are doing this less and less. For a long time, it was like sort of like you had to go out on New Year's Eve, and you had to
drink
your face off, and you had to have someone to be with. And, you know, the hype of New Year's Eve, which I think climaxed in 1999 into 2000, I think it turned a lot of people off, because sometimes I think people would go into, and I think this still happens some places, where you're like, you're supposed to have a good time, your expectations are so high, that if you go to a restaurant and you don't have a good time, it's like, it's forced. It can feel really forced.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are less likely to do that, and they'll stay home before they do that today,
right.
And I think that's okay. And, I think one of the reasons we did fireworks is it sort of matches the mood of the times. What do you do on New Year's Eve? We serve a great dinner.
Right.
We have a wine dinner if you want to take advantage of that. And... No, I don't have, we haven't set up this sort of artificial paradigm where you either have to be having a good time or you're a loser,
Yeah, but I always enjoyed ringing in the new year, even as a young man, okay? My friends and I always got together on New Year's Eve and did something, I don't want to say super fun, because sometimes it was just a get-together of a bunch of guys, or later in our lives it was guys and girls, but, it was... Just a night to start fresh, and it's one of my favorite holidays.
You know, and for me, when I was growing up, New Year's was not that big a deal to me, and I always felt it was a little overdone, and I never quite knew where I was supposed to feel about mm-hmm. New Year's Eve, especially out. And I started working behind the bar at 21 years old, and in the last 25 years, I've had two New Year's Eves off, and I realize I like working New Year's Eve.
Right. Well, because of where you work.
It's my place.
If you worked in a coal mine, I'm going to say you wouldn't have enjoyed it as much.
I will agree with you. I will grant you that. But, the other thing is, the thing about restaurateurs is, we're all control freaks. And I do like, and a maitre d' and a bartender, we like to be the master of ceremonies.
Some of you are more control freaks than others of us.
What do you mean by that exactly? But, it's nice to be able to, you go down and you make a human connection with a lot of people, and just you make sure you make sure they're having a good time. You get them a glass of wine, or you bring them something special, and it's about the tenor of the evening. And I will say, you know, we started fireworks 3 years ago in the city of New Brunswick, and the whole city comes out now for the fireworks. It's really
great. It was great. I'm really glad the weather cooperated.
Oh, beautiful.
Because it, just to see
45 degrees and clear, that was
nice. And the throngs of people on the street having a great time, and nobody out of control. And it was just a perfect night in the city, I think.
Yeah, it really was. And I always like being in the position of, you know, the guy who makes sure that you're happy on New Year's Eve. That and you manage people's expectations, and people are better at managing their own expectations. And New Brunswick is terrific on New Year's Eve, and I've talked to a lot of folks who are very hopeful for this year. It was a tough year for a lot of people, man.
I can't see myself, though, in the New York City ball dropping, you know, 100,000 people smashed into Times Square, stand there for 10 hours, wait for the ball to come down. I just can't. I could never. I've never done that, and I can never see myself.
Yeah,
doing
that's
that.
Not my. That's not my. It's not my thing either. Yeah. You know, I could see myself doing. I said, if I ever took New Year's Eve off again, and I didn't have like a restaurant or a place that I wanted to go where I was, you know, felt that I they were doing something I really wanted to be a part of. And I think that's part of it on New Year's Eve. You want to be with people that you've doing something you feel that you want to be a part of it. You know. I thought I would do a black tie dinner at my house for 10, you know, just get 10 of my friends. And I know I'd invite you, and then you'd come in out of the black tie, you'd wear a Hawaiian shirt or something, and say, oh, I'm here for your black tie dinner, just to piss me off. And I know how that would work, but.
Yeah.
But fortunately, we're always going to be dressed up in the same restaurant together until we retire. And then maybe I'll have a Hawaiian shirt dinner and show up in a black tie.
By the way, if I had a Hawaiian luau, you'd show up in a black tie. So it's only fair.
All right. Well, you guys all better behave yourselves, because I'm going to get on a plane. I'm going to go to Ireland. And, you know, a lot of my Irish relatives always say, you know, Francis, why do you come to Ireland in January? January is why we all leave Ireland. You know? The sun doesn't come up till 9 o'clock in the morning, and it goes down 15 minutes later. You know, that's how it seems. People say, you know, it's not golf season. It's not hunting season. Why do you go? And I say, well, it's pub season, of course, in Ireland. It's the height of pub season is what it is. So we have no guests today. I didn't allow any in because I'm going to catch a plane for Ireland. But we wanted to come on the air and just briefly say Happy New Year to all of our listeners.
I wanted to wish a Happy New Year to everybody rather than not put up a show at all, and figure we'd take a couple minutes today and do that.
And here's your New Year's resolution. I want you to email 5 people and tell them to subscribe at restaurantguysradio.com.
I resolve to make Francis and Mark's show better.
Or at least more widely listened to. We'd really like that very much. Here's wishing everyone a very happy 2012.
Happy New Year, everyone.
And I will be back from the other side of the pond next week, and we'll have another great show for you. Happy New Year. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys on restaurantguysradio.com.